Here is how to deal with overly negative clients as an online fitness coach. So we got this question from Reg in our PB group, and he said, I have this client who is always negative, granted that he hasn't been as consistent as he could have been, but he doesn't have the best genetics either. I've asked him to see a professional, but he claims that they don't help. I really want to help him, but honestly, trying to pull him out of his negative mindset is like dragging a lorry. It's just draining. I'm not sure what else I can say to him. I'm literally repeating myself at this point multiple times a week to him. So the way that I see this stuff is that someone's come to you with a problem. Let's say they want to gain muscle. And so you can help with anything within that remit. If they're not eating enough protein, or if their knees are coming in when they're squatting, or something's off with their programming, then Robert is your uncle and you can sort them out. But when there's a major functional bottleneck in someone's ability to actually engage with the program, whether it's illness or psychological problems or mindset or attitude or injury, then you can basically offer the tier one advice. But beyond that, they're better off speaking to a professional. I would also mention that if you're getting a lot of these kind of clients, then I would maybe check your marketing. It could be something in your content that's very kind of pain point heavy, and that tends to resonate more with emotional buyers who are vibing at that level. Sometimes lower priced programs can do this as well. And I don't want to get too woo-woo about this, but when you're making content online, you are putting out a vibe at scale. And sometimes even accidentally, you can put something out that resonates with a certain type of person. And literally the principle of resonance is if you sing a note and there's a guitar string tuned to that note, it'll also vibrate. Or the classic opera singer making a wine glass crack. So the reason I mention that is that sometimes what seems like a delivery problem or a sales problem is actually a marketing problem. It's way earlier in the chain. Either way, you're better off referring to someone that you trust to deal with their psychological issues. And if it keeps bouncing back to you, just gently set the boundary, remind them of the remit that you've agreed to coach them with, and that a specialist will be better equipped to deal with the underlying stuff. And sometimes people don't want to accept that. You can't help everyone. But trying to step outside of your remit to coach them a little bit with mindset, and I've been guilty of this as well, and it's kind of like if your client asked you, can you design me a website? And you're like, well, you're paying for my time anyway. I can have a go, but it's not going to be very good. If I'm running a private clinic as a doctor and someone's like, well, I'm paying you £100 an hour, so I want you to give me your best rendition of Ave Maria on the nose flute. Be like, okay, I mean, I'm being paid by the hour anyway, I can do that for you, but you realize you've hired a doctor for this. They made the wrong decision, not you. So it's important to connect the reason that they hired you with the fundamental functional problem that they're dealing with, so that they see that it is connected and it's the thing that's in the way of getting to their goal. Now, it does sound like, in fairness, this guy that you're speaking to seems like he lacks the insight or the faith in professionals to actually make a change, and that's quite a fixed mindset. Remember, you can only lead the horse to water, but you have to preserve your bandwidth because these people will drain you. You'll try and go the extra mile, you'll try and give them special treatment, and they will never be satisfied. If you don't have faith that your standard program isn't good enough as it is, then look at your systems rather than trying to stretch it for one individual client. It's the same problem with trying your best, because it implies that normal version of you is deficient in some way. So practical steps, gently set the boundaries, remind him of your remit and how his functional obstacle is connected to that higher goal, and then signpost him to someone who can deal with that. And don't let the client turn you into their therapist. Focus on what it is that you do best as an online coach. Finally, since you made it this far, there's a couple of things that you might find useful. So this is the comparison of personal trainer apps, including the full workflow that we use to coach our clients at Propane Fitness. And this is the full blueprint to getting clients and coaching them at scale to generate up to 15K a month with online coaching.